This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not Tim and Johnny. It's Tim and Jess. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Yes, we are deep into hockey season. For those of you following the show, you know that Dr. Johnny Lupinacci is also Coach Lupinacci, coaching the Washington State hockey team. So, Jess, Johnny is at another hockey game today.
Oh, I guess we'll cut him some slack.
I'll give him a little bit of a break. But, yeah, we are here. Man, I can't believe it is so quick. The weeks fly by so fast.
Oh, my goodness, here we are. They do.
It's homeroom again. Oh, my goodness. Monday morning. I'm exhausted after these last 2 weeks, and I don't see any kind of rest on the horizon when we're kind of looking at the issues we're dealing with. We're not even going to really dig deep. I am going to say, though, oh, my goodness, how many more nominations of incompetent idiots can go on before there's some type of internal explosion on the space-time continuum?
Well, I think we hit a real low with Matt Gaetz for Attorney General. And, you know, we're just going to take these things one day at a time. Yeah. And, Tim, we are going to keep fighting for our democracy and fighting to support the institutions that support our democracy.
I love democracy. Do you got anything about democracy, Jess?
I do, actually. So let's dive into some trending educational news. Over at our friends at Inside Higher Ed, how higher ed can safeguard democracy. Amid a tense and polarized election cycle, conversations about higher education's role in democracy have been bubbling, spurring a renewed focus on civic engagement and constructive discourse. Hey, we know a thing or two about that.
A little bit.
But a white paper released last Thursday, which I'll link in the podcast, argues that to preserve a healthy republic, higher education leaders must also focus on making colleges more accessible and improving completion rates. There is no one thing that explains the current state of our democracy, but I think that we overlook the dramatic role that higher education does play in predicting its health, says Charles Ansell, Vice President for Research, Policy, and Advocacy at Complete College America, the national advocacy group behind the report. Higher education is touted, and rightly so, as the gateway to participating in our economy, and therefore American democracy, he adds, noting that earning a college degree boosts socioeconomic mobility and helps create the financial stability necessary to live comfortably and engage in civics and volunteer work. Complete College America argues that when higher education system is working well for all, it leads to a better quality of life, which fosters belief in and more engagement with democracy at large. But with more than 40 million Americans who have some college credit but no degree, and the growing burden of student loan debt taking its toll on borrowers, the U.S. higher education system does not work well for everyone. Solving the degree completion challenges facing higher ed and, by proxy, American democracy starts with identifying the roots of the problem, which the report says are twofold and intertwined. One is that many low-income and minority students don't attend college full-time, and the other is a lack of access to financial resources that make attending full-time possible. Irene Mulvey, a past president of the American Association of University Professors, said that though the idea of college as a tool for fostering a healthy democracy is deeply ingrained in the bones of higher ed, the system is currently falling short. Instead of addressing inequity and promoting social mobility, our current system exacerbates and perpetuates inequity based on one's ability to attend college full-time, she said. Unless we all work together to ensure accessibility and affordability to higher ed and to demand that higher ed do a better job in promoting civic engagement, we are complicit in undermining democracy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Strong words there. Okay. Let's put this in a little bit of a contextual situation.
Sure.
People have been, you know, listening to us, and with democracy, we've been making a strong, strong case about public education, both K-12 and higher education, and its connection to democracy. So here out of Inside Higher Education, you know, one of the nation's premier higher education news sources, to find the connection to saying that college and democracy, university and democracy is there. I don't disagree with the author here and some of the people cited in this article. I'm not so sure, though, that the connection to college completion and the things and the problems associated with students not completing, too many students that have, you know, not gotten out, haven't made all, I think those are issues for sure. I'm not so sure how, and maybe it's not that, it's how. I feel like they missed the announcement last week when President Trump, his direct threat on American democracy and higher education, mm-hmm. was when he said, we're going to do away with those woke accreditors,
right?
That create those Marxist maniacs.
Uh-huh. And how he's going to be using the accreditation system as a secret weapon. Not so yes. secret since he's telling us, but you know.
And so I look at that and I kind of look for people, leaders in higher education, whether it's the AAUP, the American Association of University Professors, other higher ed institutions, to be, I think, first and foremost, what are we going to do with the attack, the full frontal attack on the visions and missions of our American institutions of higher education that truly do have civic responsibility? Look at any one vision or mission statement from any of our, let's be state public institutions. They are committed to bringing forward democracy, continuing to have democracy live live. However, what you're hearing from the Trump, newly elected Trump administration is actually an intentionality. When you say, well, Tim, they're just going after the accreditation system. No, what they're really doing is going after the missions and visions of public education that very specifically talk about critical preparation to participate in democratic citizenry. And the reality of what we learn in college, those topics, critical thought, engaging in deep histories where we can have conversations about what is, what was, what wasn't, and how we come to those conclusions, understanding what it means to have discourse, civil discourse, but around topics that might not have easy answers. This is where I see the Trump administration's attack, and I look at this piece in Inside Higher Education, and I feel like they missed the warning signs of the direct attack on American democracy and kind of put in the college completion as a solution to saving American democracy. But I'm concerned that if you're completing college education under a new vision for higher education like the Trump, that we're really just preparing maybe potential workforce, but maybe even more so compliant behavior-oriented citizens that actually won't value democracy. That was a lot there, Jess. I'm sorry.
That was a lot. So let's dig into it a little bit. Trump has threatened to use accreditation services in order to punish the schools that he sees as not supporting his vision of America, which we know is not a democratic vision. It's not even a republic vision. It is a fascist authoritarian vision of this country. So when he says that he's going to use the accreditation services in order to go after these schools that are teaching woke agendas, these schools that are promoting Marxism and anti-patriotism,
right.
What he's saying is that students who are attending these schools, who are learning how to engage in civil discourse, who are learning what it means to engage in the civic process, if their school is stripped of accreditation, then the time, the resources, the money that they have put into their education goes poof.
Poof.
It turns into nothing. It leaves them with nothing that they can go to a future employer, that they can go to the rest of their lives and say, I have a degree that means something.
Mm.
And Trump should know this and does know this because he had a quote unquote university that lost accreditation.
Oh, maybe that's why he's coming after the American higher education accreditation system. Yeah, I mean, just this is the conversation to be having here, and I wished that these organizations really put first and foremost the protection of the civic mission of American higher education. Again, from John Dewey making that comment that democracy has to be born anew each generation and education is its midwife, to recognize that means then that the curriculum very specifically must be tasked with addressing democracy, civic discourse. What does it mean to be a responsible, critical citizen? And everything you hear coming out of the Trump administration is a direct attack on that critical civic mission of colleges and really just going, yes, at its core, fascism. At the other part, though, just some form of rudimentary workforce development. And so when I go back to this piece here in Inside Higher Education, I don't disagree with the fact that we've got a college completion problem. Mm-hmm. I absolutely 100% agree. And in fact, more completion of the American higher education system as it is designed to be a democracy incubator, then yes, let's do everything we can do to get more students to complete. But we need to now, first of all, reimagine what it is we're up against, because we have to put in, and it's not even a resistance. What is the full frontal offense that tries to come forward and says, here is what colleges are going to continue to do in that civic mission, in that civic responsibility, that critical citizenship, getting them ready for that? You know, though, too, I'm thinking, if you're listening to this and saying, no, Tim, college should be workforce development, and Jess, hey, 608-557-8577. That's the number for the Busted Pencils mailbag. Yeah, what is the purpose of American higher education going to college? Is it workforce, simply workforce training? Is it simply completion? What about the democratic mission? And should we all be concerned of the Trump administration's unhidden, very forceful, in plain sight, coming after the democratic civic vision and mission of American higher education, intentionally doing away with that? I think that's something that we need to be concerned about. So just I appreciate all of the research that was pointed out in the Inside Higher Education piece about things that would be helpful in college completion and actually to the commitment to when a student is accepted and permitted and given access to college, that we are doing everything we can to make sure that they complete, largely too, throw it in here too, a little pitch for our partnership with AQ, doing everything we can to improve college teaching.
Absolutely.
So that's because we know that great college teaching has a dramatic effect on students completing college.
Yeah.
So let's talk about putting that there. You know, man, help me out here, Jess.
So it looks like we've got a couple competing factors here on both the importance of higher education as this cradle of democracy. You know, here on Busted Pencils, we talk about our public schools from the beginning, from pre-K and kindergarten. These kids are learning what it means to exist in a democracy, and especially in higher education, as these young adults are coming of age to participate actively in the democratic process, they are learning what it means to participate at every level of government, what it means to participate in self-governance, which is an everlasting adventure. And so we see that higher education comes under attack. That is a threat to democracy. So what can we do in order to protect democracy? What can we do to ensure that the students who are going to places of higher education are able to reap the full benefits of these institutions? How are they able to come in as young adults who might not know a whole lot about what it means to engage in the civic process and come out as fully engaged citizens?
The question, though, that, yeah, as we're coming forward here, is just realizing, too, that our, and again, let's keep pointing it out constantly, just the way you did. K-12 through higher education is preparation for democracy, as early as kindergarten, all the way even through potentially upwards graduate school, realizing that education and how it contributes to a thriving democracy is so essential. So I agree with Complete College America, the national advocacy group behind this this report in Inside Higher Education, that completion of higher education of college is going to be a really big deal at safeguarding democracy. But it's only really going to continue to be a really big deal if we maintain and preserve the curriculum and the intent of higher education to be both, yes, workforce preparation to go forth and be productive in the economy of the American system or the world system, but also contributing to what it means to be a civic, engaged, critical citizen. That's where we're at here. And so, Jess, I think, you know, we're looking at this, and again, I'm going to say positive things about college completion. I think college completion is incredibly, incredibly important. But right now, I'd like to see every institution, organization, special interest group that has some connection to American higher education, we need to be rallying together to put together the offense and the resistance, both, and to preserving that democratic civic vision and mission that is absolutely foundational in all of our public education systems. If you agree, if you disagree, that's okay. 608-557-8577. 608-557-8577. You know, just makes me wonder, though. I wonder what Howard Zinn would have to say about something like this. It is the citizenry rather than the government that is the ultimate source of power and the locomotive that pulls the train of government in the direction of equality and justice. Thanks for listening to Homeroom. Got a whole big week ahead of you. Yeah, Wednesday, make sure you're there for classes in session. Friday, First Downs and Friday Night Lights. And yes, Saturday, one full hour of Busted Pencils, 3 o'clock on Civic Media. Make sure you have the app, everything, you can follow it. And man, everybody, keep busting pencils.